With word that the Washington Redskins are about to replace their name, there are questions about how this might affect other teams with Native American monikers. Reportedly, the Cleveland Indians are also considering a name change. East Coast sports writer Mike Lurie tells us that there is a long history to the name and the controversy.
Long time coming. I think it's gone in waves, really, Don, because we have seen pockets of intense criticism of the nickname. A few years ago, there were some media outlets in Washington who would refer to the Redskins as Washington's football team, and then it would die down. But this is a case where, although we're talking about a nickname that has the word red in it, the reality is green. And it was financial pressure from important, critical sponsors to the team that I think really weighed in ways that have not been seen in years and decades past.
What's the origin of this name in terms of the team being named the Redskins?
Well, my understanding is you know, the Redskins came to Washington from Boston. They were known as the Boston Braves, and there was a Boston Braves baseball team. And the Redskins nickname came about in no small part just to avoid confusion with a nickname of the Braves that had been in Boston. Edward Bennett Williams, who ended up owning the Orioles until his death in the summer of 1988, had been a part owner with the Redskins, and in the early 1970s was approached about changing the name of the Redskins, and he thought it was somewhat ludicrous, and had a meeting with some leaders and described it as a listening session, but not much came out of that except changing some of the lyrics in the team fight song, Hail to the Redskins, which had references to scalping.
The Cleveland Indians, they're talking about changing their name. It sounds like there might be some kind of trend here.
And I think it's going to be to a notion of degrees. It really will be curious to see what teams like the Cleveland Indians do, and you know, to what degree are those nicknames considered offensive as opposed to certain rituals around them. Two quick examples would be with the Indians, Chief Wahoo. You know, the caricature of a large face, large teeth, smiling chief. It was a cartoon. Another quick example is the chant that Atlanta Braves fans have been known for through the years, which some say was stolen or borrowed from what you see at Florida State Seminoles football games. So I think it's a matter of degrees.
Any sense, by the way, as to what kind of names they are looking at in Washington?
There are going to be some complications. There's a gentleman in the greater Washington area who is a copyright hoarder, so to speak. And reportedly, the Washington Post profiled him 4 or 5 years ago as he saw this coming. He bought the rights to certain names, anticipating that the name of the Redskins could change. So one of those names is Red Tails, which I think has a lure for some people. That is an homage, a tribute to the Tuskegee Airmen, which really could be intriguing. But reportedly, that copyright is owned by a private citizen. There are names that you hear out there. I've heard suggestions of veterans, warriors, which some people think is a little bit stale. That's just a sliver of some of the names making the rounds.
East Coast sports writer Mike Lurie on the name change for Washington's football team. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Media.